Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Mae Edmond. And we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. And we hope you receive a blessing from the Lord. We have with us on tonight Pastor Sheila Amin and her daughter, Evangelist Khadija Amin, from Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. We also have with us Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. She's also on the line with us on tonight. And we are looking forward to having a great time tonight. We want to let go and let God have his way on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Sheila Amin lead us in the opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's listening on the line. We pray right now, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and let blessings come down and overtake us, Lord. We open up our hearts and our minds to receive from you, O God. We ask that you will send your anointing, Lord.
Send your
anointing, Lord. Release the word, God, that will touch somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and studying right now, God.
Yes,
ask that you to visit them right where they are and lay your hand upon them. We pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray, God, for restoration. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, cover us under your blood and walk on the inside. Wash us, oh God, and clean us up in the name of Jesus. Make us what you have us be, Lord. Not our will, God, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask right now, God, for a special blessing for everyone who's on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Asking you to grant every prayer request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will.
Whatever
it is, Lord Jesus. We know you have the power,
Lord,
to do everything.
Yes,
there's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We have looking unto you,
Lord.
We are depending on you. We believe you. And we are taking that to your word. Oh, my God, we receive you. Right now, every day,
we
praise you, Lord.
We thank you,
and we lift up your holy name, Lord. We magnify you,
Lord.
We ask that you accept our prayer. We just give you thanks, Lord. Oh, my God, we give you more thanks. You've done so many things, Lord Jesus. And you're even moving right now. We can feel your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Oh, we know you're
And now to him I belong.
we might remember and remember some of the things I've done. But Jesus, with a special love, forgave me of everyone. He put me on the right road. He lifted heavy load. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm free down in my soul. He got the charges. He just got the charges. Although I was wrong, he dropped the charges. He just got the charges. He showed me right from wrong. He dropped the charges. He just got the charges. He kept them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, Jesus, saved by grace. He got the charges, he just got the charges, although I was wrong. He got the charges, but he just got the charges, and he showed me right from wrong. He got the charges. He got them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. Chasing it, saved by grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Linda Edmond.
How many know that he dropped the charges? I
know, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus. I will let you pay. Hallelujah. But he dropped the charges. And now I'm free. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We're going to go a little bit further. We're going to have our announcement, and then we're going to go into the Word of God.
Okay. Tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6036. Again, that is 319-527-6036. And you can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Lugo Edmond on Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527. Tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my-team-service, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And I would like you all to pray a special prayer for Samuel Anderson and family, Jeanette Miller and family, Charles Morris, Gloria Weston family, Titus Edmonds Jr., the Green Hill family, Julie Dixon, who's Sister Marcel Wolfe's sister, Dr. Brenda Colbert, Linda Staten, Elder and Sister Crockett, Elder Jerry Calder and family, Maxine Walters, Jimmy Tucker, and all those who are requesting prayer. And again, if you would like to add your name or someone else's name to the prayer list, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTG, and leave it as tonight's session, tonight's broadcast. The comment section of tonight's broadcast. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to broadcast after the hands of Evangelist Neighbor Edmond.
Praise the Lord. So far, we thank God for everything that has been said and done unto the glory and honor of God. Now, at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Word of God. And before we go into the Word, we're going to have a brief prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your son Jesus, feeble mass of clay, that you will bless and send your word, your anointing. Let it go out and bless some soul. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God, bless in a special way. Touch, heal, save, and forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let us go to the Word of God. We're going to ask that you get your Bible, and we will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. The King James Version. And we're going to turn to St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. And we're going to begin with the 28th verse. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." These are the words of Jesus, written in red here. It was Jesus himself speaking, and he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." He was telling you to reach for him or to approach or arrive at the point of being or becoming. So he's saying unto you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." My title tonight, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And my subject is, he's making a call, summons. He wants you to come and give it to him. He said, "Those labor and are heavy laden." Sometimes we work, we labor. Hallelujah. And we move, thank you, Jesus, we move, glory to God, to come forward and work and adjourn ourselves. Wow. Because this is what we have to do. We have to work. The Bible said, if a man don't work, let him eat. So we work and we labor many times. Hallelujah. We physically and mentally put forth some type of effort. And those who are heavy laden become burdened with something hard to bear. The Bible says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is telling you to take his yoke upon you and learn of me. In St. John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, Jesus began to tell his disciples, "Go not away, the Comforter will not come." That Jesus knew that he was going away, and he was going to another comforter unto the disciples. And he began to tell them of the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now notice over in St. Matthew 11 and 28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest." And then in the 29th verse, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." You have to learn of the Lord. You have to And when the Holy Ghost come in, he will teach you the way of the Lord. And the Bible says, set my yoke upon you. A yoke is something that binds together. Now, I know some of you Southerners, some who labored down in the Southland, how they had to take the axe, glory to God, and put the force on the oxen. Hallelujah. So that they could carry the heavy load. They were the burden of beasts of burden. They would carry the heavy load, and they would put the yoke on their neck and around their heads and their shoulders so that they could be able to carry that heavy load. We don't have to carry because Jesus is telling us to come unto him. Oh, he said labor, not work. He knows that you're tired. He knows that you've been burdened. He knows that you are heavy laden. Glory to God. You've been through so many tests and so many trials. You've been oppressed. Hallelujah. Satan has worn you out. But you can take your burden and you can go to the Lord. You can take his yoke upon you. Hallelujah. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. You don't have to carry that old burden no more. You don't have to carry that old heavy load that Satan has loaded you down with. Hallelujah. He had you laying down in sin. My Lord, but God is able to bring you out of it. He'll bring you out. He'll take that death coat off of you. I think about in the Bible days how that the Egyptians put a heavy burden on the people of God. They worked them and they worked them. Oh, my God, they worked them so hard. Glory to God. But the more they worked, the more they increased and the more they prospered. Hallelujah. I think that the Sadducees and the Pharisees began to put heavy burdens on the people. Glory to God. And it was too heavy for them to carry. And that's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I, personifying himself, I will give you rest. I'm going to give you a reprieve from the Pharisees, from the Sadducees, from the scribes. Hallelujah. I'm going to take that burden off you. But you got to do something. You got to come. You got to come to Jesus. You got to give it to Jesus. Get that head to go. Get it over to the Lord. And let Jesus do. He did it for me. And he can do it for you. Glory to God. Jesus said and meets us. Jesus was submissive to the will of God. He was submissive and he was lowly in heart. Jesus was humble before the Lord. Glory to God. Although they accused him of many things, they whipped him and they beat him all night long. But Jesus never said a murmuring word. Glory to God. He took his beating. Hallelujah. He I am not able to bear all these people alone by myself because it is too heavy for me. Glory to God. When the burden gets too heavy, Jesus and Jesus work it out. Jesus can fix it for you. The Bible tells us in Exodus 33 and 14, and he says, my sentence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God will give you rest. He's looking there. He sees what you're going through. He knows how to deliver you. He knows how to take that burden off you. Hallelujah. But you need to come. Come unto Jesus. Glory to God. Give it to Jesus. He came down through 42 generations. Jesus gave his life for you and me. He died for you and me. He didn't have to do it. But God gave his only begotten son. And Jesus said, for this God came I into the world. He came into the world to die for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. Glory to God. He said in his word, for I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. He loved the people of God. He loved the disciples. He loved the sinner man. So he left an example, and we have to love one another. We have to love like Jesus did. Glory to God. We have to be willing to suffer a little while. Be willing to go through something. Jesus will get you through because he said his yoke is easy. Hallelujah. A yoke is nothing that binds together. Glory to God. Jesus will hold it together for you. His yoke is easy. Hallelujah. But the burden of the world, glory to God, is heavy and it's hard. It's hard to carry that load. Even Moses, he knew that he couldn't carry that load by himself. So the Lord began to give him some help, hallelujah, so that he could make it through. So give yourself to Jesus. Just come unto him while he's calling. He is promising you to come unto him because he is the one that can forgive your sins. He is the one that can make you whole again. He said, for I am weak and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You'll find rest. Maybe you're tired right now, but glory to God, if you give it to Jesus and rest in Jesus, thank you, Jesus. In Philippians 2 and 5, said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He had the mind to bear his burden. We have to have the mind to bear our burden. We have to have a mind, hallelujah, to be willing to go through something. But if you just come to Jesus, give it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Somebody said, while you're trying to figure it out, he has already worked it out. Give it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let him fix it for you. Jesus, he can fix every situation going on in your life. Jesus can make it all right with you. He can give you freedom. Freedom. Hallelujah. Freedom from activity. Freedom from the world. Hallelujah. Jesus, he can do it for you. Free you of that heavy burden. He can free you of that heavy load. said, and it came to pass, King sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies. You see, the king had enemies. Hallelujah. And he got tired of fighting. And God told him, Jesus, he took the trouble from around him. And the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies. All of them. Thank you, Jesus. And he will give us rest too. But we got to turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Who is it? And he can work it out. I've tried him, and I know for myself that he can work it out. He worked it out for me one day. I was a sinner, the rest of the world. I was running the streets of Camden, New Jersey. I was doing my own thing. Hallelujah. I was drinking. I was smoking. Hallelujah. But one day, somebody told me about Jesus. They told me about this man and what he can do, how he can save. And I began to go to the house of God and call on the name of Jesus. I called him until he changed my mind. I called him until he changed my heart. He took out the stony heart and put in a heart fence. Hallelujah. He began to clean me up. He began to sanctify me. Glory to God. He began to take control of my body. He began to take control of my mind. He took control of my tongue. He began to fill me up. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God. Began to move on the inside. And he moved. I said he moved. He moved up until he took control. And hallelujah. Can speak through me in other tongues. As the Spirit of God gave the utterance. The Bible said in Acts, he said, and he died, shall follow him in St. Luke. Glory to God. He died, shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Hallelujah. There's a sign that comes with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people saying that they have the Holy Ghost, but no sign. My Lord, sign. If you don't have the sign, you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a fixing spirit. He'll make you alive to move. He'll cause you to get up and shout. He'll cause you to get up and praise the name of the Lord. But you gotta come. You gotta come. Come to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In my conclusion, on tonight, if you come to Jesus, let him work it out for you. He'll give you rest. Jesus will give you rest. If you turn it over to Jesus, he will give you rest. Hallelujah. Your enemies, Jesus, he will give you rest from the wicked. He'll give you rest from the so-called burdens that you're carrying. Glory to God. He'll get that heavy burden off of you. You'll feel like glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost came in, I tell you, I shouted and I praised my God for what he had done for me. solution tonight. God will give you rest. He'll give you rest from your oppression. He'll give you rest from the grief that you bear. Hallelujah. He'll give you rest from your infirmity, rest from your sickness, and the things that seem to try to hold you down and keep you from serving the Lord. You have to give it over to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He is the answer. He is the only answer. He is the only one that can work it out. He can work it out for you. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care what you're going through. Hallelujah. The devil will try to oppress you. Hallelujah. And sometimes he'll tell you, you might as well end it all. But no, only Jesus. He's the answer. He will work it out. He'll fix it for you. Let Jesus let it in the Bible. Let Jesus let him take control. Hallelujah. Let him work it for you. Jesus caused that affliction to be moved out of the way. That thing that tried to injure you, Jesus will move it out of the way. The devil will try to stop you from serving the Lord. But the Lord, he'll get you rest. You won't have to worry about that. Glory to God. And I'm saying to the people of God, those who have been born again, those who have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, God will give you rest. If you labor, if you go out and do the will of God, God will give you rest. Hallelujah. There is rest for the weary, the wicked, the people of trouble. Hallelujah. We won't have to worry about going through trouble no more. We won't have to worry. We won't have to worry about being oppressed down here. Because God, he will give us rest. He will call us from labor to reward. The Bible says, blessed is he that dieth in the Lord. For they do rest from their work, from their labor. One day I'm looking to rest from my neighbor. I'm looking to rest from my neighbor. Glory to God. He lets him do it. He can do it for you. If you just get over to Jesus and let him fix it, Jesus, let him fix it for you. Just come to him. Come to Jesus. Get your life, get your heart, get your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit to Jesus, and he will work it out. He'll fix that situation in your life. Hallelujah. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll open up a door that may have been closed in your face. Hallelujah. Jesus. He will work it out. Try Jesus. Just try him. Somebody said, I'm going to know that he's real. I know he is because I tried him. I tried him for myself. I called on him, and he heard my call. He heard my cry. And this morning, he cried unto the Lord, and he heard him. And delivered him out of all of the trouble. He delivered me out of all my trouble. He saved me. He saved me from this cursed world. Because God will come in and he will. Oh, glory to God. Prove himself to you. He will manifest himself unto you. He will let you know in real and that he is yet alive. He is not dead, but he's yet alive. How do you know, sister? Because he lives within me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Satan comes and try to get me, the stuff is a hell. Hallelujah. Jesus, stop by and come on my body and say, go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujah. I can go forward in the Lord. If you just try, Jesus, if you just come, come now. Don't wait. Don't put off tomorrow. Might be too late. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'll wait until I get up and go. I'll wait. I'll wait until I get a little older. But that's not promising. Hallelujah. Death is sure. Death is sure. Hallelujah. One day, we're going to have to meet our God. And if our soul is not saved, if the Holy Ghost is not on the inside, we won't be able to make it in. We won't be able to stand in that waiting. The word of God, who shall be able to stand? Hallelujah. Someone's going to run to the rock, and the rock is going to cry out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No hiding place. No hiding place down here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to take God at his word. We don't want to be left behind. Come now. Come now. Let us be together. Tell your sins. We ask God, the Lord, he can wash them white as snow. If you come now and give your life to Jesus, come to Jesus while we call him. Glory to God. I can be a witness. I witness to a young man. Hallelujah. We used to be out here to work together. But when I got saved, I began to and tell him to come. Come. But he didn't come. Hallelujah. He had something else he wanted to do. And he went on. And about a week and a half later, hallelujah, they carried him in the church. Hallelujah. They carried him in the coffin. But it was too late. Too late. Don't let it be said. Too late. Too late. To enter in at the place. Hallelujah. Don't put off, but come now. Come to Jesus. Come now. While he's calling, while he's allowing you another chance to receive him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Bless my Jesus. Oh, my God. The Christ has died against for Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory to your name, Jesus. Come now. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is talking to somebody. He's talking to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to come. God is calling you in. You have to answer the call. And just like a summons, hallelujah. When the judge, the unjust judge down here, when he issues a summons for you to come to court, you better come. If you don't come, he'll put a warrant out for you. Hallelujah. And then if you don't come, after he put the warrant out for you, when he gets you, you're going to jail. Thank you, Jesus. Summons in you. He's giving you the chance. Come on in, but he don't want you in the grave. He don't want you to come in the coffin. Amen. You come then while God is talking to you. Come then. Leave the boy to be carried. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, so. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. You got to come while the Lord is close. Don't get another chance. Especially when God is calling you. Glory to God. I'm a witness. I had a neighbor, and the Lord was leading me to go to that neighbor. But I didn't want to go. And finally, when I did go, I went over and out there. He had a broken leg, and it was in a cast. And they were sitting in the chair, began to pray with them, and they began to thank the Lord. Glory to God. And after I left there that night, the next morning, I found out that they had passed away. Passed away between the time that I went and had prayer with them, time between that morning. They were gone just that day. We don't know how long we're going to be around here. Some waiting. Is it their wait until they get 60, 70? Then I'll give my life to the Lord. No. If he called you and you 40, you need to come. If he called you and you in your 20s, you need to come. Because there ain't no guarantee you're going to live to be 50, 60, or 70. It's by reason of strength. We all are living on borrowed time. And I'm a witness. I remember, I'm a judge, when my cousin, my own cousin, the Lord began to speak to me. And he began to call his name. And he said, if you take another drink, you're going to die. For a while, no drink. For a while. But as soon as he went back and started drinking again, then he began to get sick and get down. And sure enough, the Lord called him in. Even the doctor himself said he's living on borrowed time. And he passed away. You see, God is the God of his word. And you, man, that's what then we do. What we have to do for bidding you to come, come to Jesus. I'm not worried about coming to no preacher. To Jesus. Because he's the only one that can save you. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity to project the word of God. And I hope someone takes heed to this word, because God means just what he says. He is not a man that he should lie. And God does not lie. My word be true, and let every man be a liar. But my God, he can give you rest. If you come to him, he'll give you rest from all opposition, from everything that's oppressing you, from your enemy, from the wicked. The burden that weighs heavy on you, God will take all of that off. Glory to God. Let me thank God for his word. I'm coming on in there. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds to lead us in the closing prayer. Lord, heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, my Father, we thank you for the unword, my God. And that you can look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our sins, Lord. Forgive our sins, Jesus. Have mercy on us. Oh, my Father, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you ain't the Lord. Break up the stony heart, my God. Oh, Father, put in your heart a fresh, Lord. We love you, able God. Have your way, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
God in for yourself and live by it.
and your hands. And your sentience. Praise God. Praise God. I praise God for the word of God that came through and made on the evening. I thank you, God. He's a mighty good God. He's a merciful God. He's sending an invitation to come unto him. Amen. And he saves. That's why he wants us to come. He saves.
Amen.
Amen. He delivers. And I just thank God for that powerful message tonight. Yes. Surely the Spirit of God is in on us.
Amen.
In his ministry. And I thank God for it. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist Blake, to continue to teach the word of God. Then you could be, thank God for the word coming to Evangelist Blake. I also thank God for that prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Thank God for his touch. Thank God for you've been talking about that call. Jesus is the answer. And he'll say, they have to have said, come to Jesus. And I tell you the truth, Jesus, he is calling him, that he's the call to come, because he's not only going to strive, but strive, but while he's calling, that's the time to come. And actually, he's going to illustrate things, that the example that she gave of people who waited too late. And by the time they got to the church, they had to be carried there. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be one of those people, but I was going to come now while they call, while he's calling, while the word is outstretched. Right now, and I say, I'm enjoying myself. I've had a wonderful time. This is a blessing, and I don't know if people really realize how much of a blessing the Word of God is at this particular time. But it's a true blessing. Thank you, Los Angeles. And if anyone would like to call in, you can call 856-304-7774. If you want to leave a message or give some remarks or testimony, you can text 856-304-7774. Praise the Lord. Tune in with us again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. We'll be looking forward to you being on the line with us again.
All right,
now. I thought you were here.
All right, now.
Glory.